Hello and welcome to Bat Flips and Nerds, the baseball show with a British twist. We haven't got the theme tune tonight, except if Ben wants to hum it. Ben, are you going to hum the theme tune for the people? That's the coldest open of all time, people. There you go. That's the start to our Christmas. It's an inside and behind the curtain peek of what Ben does every single week. So this is our first Christmas party. Say hello, everyone. Say hello, Ben. You've already hummed to the people, but say hello to them properly.
Hello.
As you can see, Ben is wearing the same jumper that he wore when he met Jackie Bradley Jr. last week. Say hello, Darius.
Hello.
Hello, and you've got mulled wine.
I have. I've got mulled wine. I've got the mince pie. I thought I'd be as festive as possible. I haven't got a hat like Tom, though, so.
Well, you've just ruined the surprise. Mr. Christmas. Make Hello. Yourself known.
How are we?
Well, we're all well. So this is a bit of an experiment from us. We're going to go through our Christmas wish lists. We're going to talk to you a bit about what you want for your baseball club for Christmas. And we're going to do Secret Santa. And there's a surprise. One of us hasn't got a Christmas present. So we're going to try and work out what we're going to do with that person as and when we come to it. So, guys, let's start with what we want for Christmas. And we'll start with you, Ben. What do you want for Christmas for your team, the Colorado Rockies?
A first baseman.
It isn't Ian Desmond. Yes.
Bit obvious, probably, but we've been looking for him for ages. Apparently, they were fairly involved in the Paul Goldschmidt negotiations, but maybe understandably, the Diamondbacks didn't fancy trading him to a division rival. It would have been fun to see Goldie hit like 60 bombs at Coors Field, though. But yeah, I think that's a pretty obvious position of need. Other than that, maybe some more arms, a couple more bats in the lineup would be nice. A better mascot to replace that stupid dinosaur. The list kind of goes on, but those would be the priorities.
I think that's quite a controversial take to get rid of Dinger.
He's like Marmite, I think.
Can you tell us what your ideal mascot would be? Is it just a purple gritty, Ben? Is that what you want?
Purple gritty, that'd be great. Man of the people, gritty.
So that's it, Ben. That's a low-key start. Are you all right, Ben?
Yeah. Well, do people want to hear me talk about the Rockies for 15 minutes? We have to, but I figured this week I'd show some Christmas spirit. And
it's not about what they want, Ben. It's about what you want.
Ben, I've got another question. What did JBJ think about that jumper you're wearing?
He didn't actually comment, which might have been because he'd been the parade around and a Red Sox.
Let's move on. Tom, what do you want for Christmas for your new team?
My new team, the secret Padres fan that I am. Yeah. I'm going to be really boring. I want them to do nothing. I genuinely do want them to do nothing. I want them to stand pat and wait until 2020. I don't think it's there yet. I really don't. I know the free agent class of 2019 is pretty old and pretty miserable when you look at it, apart from the likes of Verlander, if he's still any good. But I kind of want them to just stand pat because I don't think it's their time. I think it's a bit too early. But if they're going to go for it, they may as well throw money at Machado /Harper and see what happens.
So you're on the Mike Trout Padres 2020 train, essentially, is what you're saying.
Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? Imagine Mike Trout with his little podgy face rounding the bases at Petco.
Well, quite. So I only wanted one thing for Christmas, and that was to have the 19th of December in the British baseball advent calendar. And I'm not going to name names, but it's all gone wrong. You guys just wait till tomorrow. I'm gonna have my revenge. So what do I really want for Christmas? Well, three things. One, 10-year, $400 million deal for Marcus Lynn Betts. Two, some relievers who can actually throw in the zone. And three, ultimately, Koji Uehara, Red Sox 2019 closer.
Why would you do that to the fans?
Get the band back together. Well, I'm the fan. Darius, what about you? What do the Giants want for Christmas? I guess they want to drown their sorrows, don't they?
Yeah, a new team. Can we have it? Is that too much to ask for? Like a whole new, you know, one player every day of Advent, I reckon, and then we'll get there. I would like Buster Posey to be healthy again. That would be really nice. He's my favourite other Giant, apart from Lindskum. Apparently, he struggled with his hip all season. It came out after the year that he basically had a micro fracture in it as well, most of the season. So kind of remarkable that he played as well as he did, really. But I would like a healthy Buster Posey, feeling good. And catching is a terrible profession, really, so he's probably never actually going to be completely healthy. But if he could be healthy all year, that would be great. And then, yeah, probably quite a lot of extra other players to help him. It's an even year, and somebody ruined that even year thing a couple of years ago, bloody Cubs. So if we can just win the World Series again in 2018, get that back on track, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the Cubs are going to be the Grinch of Christmas or Mr. Scrooge this year. They're certainly not going to be giving any presents to their fans, particularly not Chris Bryant. Interesting to follow that today. So we are going to come on to who's been naughty and nice in terms of their asks for Christmas this year amongst the UK fan community in a moment. But I think I want to stagger out the Secret Santa approach. So does anyone want to nominate themselves to open their fantastic Christmas gift? Just to remind everyone who's watching at home, there were some rules to this. The baseball-related Christmas gift would cost no more than £10. It would be available on eBay only, and only within the UK. Like, it literally had to be something you could get in the UK within a week. It wasn't like, hey, we've got you this really cool thing and it'll arrive in, you know, mid-February from Japan. It had to come really quickly, and honestly, it had to be pretty awful. So who wants to put their hand up and go first?
Well, I appear to have three things to open, so I don't know if that...
Well, do you want to open one of them, and then we can move on to some listener questions, and then we can come back.
Yeah, okay, I'll open one of them. So,
and reminder: we are going to put this out as a podcast after, so do show and tell, but also explain to people what it is.
So this, I probably should have brought scissors with me, shouldn't I? This envelope actually feels really weird, like somebody's completely covered it in sellotape. So this is obviously going to be incredibly difficult to get into, and you're going to have to stall for ages while I try and do it, John.
That's okay. You're doing an absolutely excellent job. The clue in this game, as with all Secret Santas, is we're going to have to try and guess
Shall I do a bit of filling?
Do it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to open one.
He's coming. I can hear him. He's coming.
Christ. You can tell which of us has got two small children.
There's the sound effect. How's that?
Oh, that's good. Sound effect. I like that.
Okay, I'm in.
Proper unboxing.
This item is a high quality set of San Francisco Giants ballpoint pens.
Oh wow.
Nice black and orange here. Two different logos.
Do you want to get it out of that cellophane? Because I'm seeing is glare, mate. It's just not good content.
It's like staring at John's glasses. It's terrible.
Here we are. Can you see that? There we go.
Who can believe you could get that within the British Isles?
High-tech clicking mechanism.
What an item.
This is good content.
Excellent content. There we go. That's the first Secret Santa gift. And it's one more than Tom's got. Right, let's
move on. Oh, you spoilt it.
Oh. I forgot it was you. You don't need gifts. You're Father Christmas.
Shall we just talk about it now then?
Yeah, so Tom hasn't got his Secret Santa gift, so we're trying to work out what we should do with it. We'll maybe put a poll online after this as to whether we should show Tom a picture of what he's got in classic bullseye style with me as Jim Bowen. Here, let's have a look at what you could have won. Or should we allow Tom to receive the gift and then post it as a video, maybe tomorrow, for example, if it arrives? Or three, he's just got to have it and keep it in the packet and not be allowed to know what it is ever. That's the extreme version. Give us your thoughts on hashtag BFN Christmas right now, and we'll make our decision before the end of the show. So we'll move on to listener questions. Thanks to all of you who've told us what you want for your team for Christmas, or for you personally for your Christmas. We've had some really good ones. A lot on a similar theme, I think you'll find, but we'll cross that bridge in a moment. So we'll start off with Stephen Pipe. Stephen asks, could we in the UK have MLB Network as part of our MLB TV, please? yes, please. We would very much like that. Although it is available on BT ESPN now, if you're a subscriber to that that setup, as I am. Love me Bundesliga. Stephen also asks, the Rays to make the postseason would be nice. Long live the opener and long live the shift. So what about Stephen's request that the Rays are going to make the postseason, Ben? Is that is he on the naughty list or the nice list for that suggestion?
I think he's probably on the nice list. That seems like a team that's going to be a very trendy pick next year to be a sleeper. What with the fact that they outperformed expectations this year, they've got a lot of good young talent. They're presumably going to spend a bit of money this winter. They've already splashed out on one free agent and maybe others on the way. So I think that every one of those teams that people like to pick is kind of a dark horse. In that division, it's not going to be easy. You've got the Red Sox and the Yankees, not to mention the Orioles. So just getting out of there will be a tricky one. But they're definitely a team that, if they can put it together like they did sort of down the stretch this year, will win over 80 games, close to 90, and that always gives you a shot at a wild card spot. So I think Santa's feeling pretty optimistic for the Rays and might give them a spot on this on the nice list this year.
Excellent stuff. Does anyone want to demur from that point of view? Does anyone think that that's not going to happen?
I want to go with it, mainly. And I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see my screen. Guess who's put a little bet on that the Rays are going to win the World Series? Look at that return. Look at that return.
Yeah, well, they're automatically on the naughty list because we all know what happens when you bet on anything.
Yeah,
It all goes wrong. £102. Ooh, that'll buy half a curry.
Or some Secret Santa presents for myself.
Well, you'll have to get your own, mate. Get your own, mate.
I can't believe it was my idea. And then I haven't even got a present.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I can't wait until I open Tom's present in what's clearly been a horrendous mix-up.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope that happens. So, Stephen finished his message with what I guess is a compliment of sorts. Keep up the work. Agnostic on the quality of the work, but we should keep it up.
Just
so
keep working,
Stephen.
Just keep going.
Thanks for that. If that's a typo, it's literally my favourite typo.
I have to interrupt the broadcast. Chris Brown has just tweeted using the hashtag BFN Christmas with what appears to be a picture of him watching us, and he's got a mince pie. At least I think it's a mince pie because there is so much cream on this mince pie. I cannot actually 100% what it is underneath. It's quite incredible.
Chris, that's desecration of a sacred Christmas object, and I'm not sure I'm keen.
There's at least as much whipped cream as there is mince pie here.
Absolutely.
Oh, I've also noticed that in the YouTube chat, there's lots of conversation going on. They're saying they're ignoring us. We can't actually see the chat. We don't know how to see it. We're so rubbish with technology.
How can you see that and then tell us you don't know what the chat is?
Because I'm looking at Chris's photo that he sent, and then the right-hand side of his iPad, this is great content, right-hand side of his iPad is all the chat saying, good evening from Pirates UK. They aren't paying any attention to the chat, so it's all right. We can get away with murder. Oh, is that right, is it?
Hey, we've got a Zoom function, Pirates UK. Right, next question is not from Pirates UK because we're just ignoring them. They're definitely on the naughty list. It's Astros fans UK who asked for Christmas the Astros to make a big move, either for a starting pitcher or someone to bolster our offense from the DH spot or another outfielder. Actually, let's have both. Well, they've got one of them. They've already got their Christmas gift, Darius, haven't they? Michael Brantley, a man who really wish would have been playing in AT&T Park next year, don't you?
Yeah, Brantley is a very good hitter, and I think the main issue with him has been staying on the field. So I think he probably fits the both outfield and DH portion of that request, and I think it's rumoured that he's going to play a bit of first base as well. The Astros were very righty-heavy coming into this season, so I think getting Brantley in as a lefty bat addresses that issue well, and I think they'll try and keep him as healthy as they can by making sure he doesn't have to play the outfield too often. So, yeah, that's a pretty prompt fulfilling of a wish, much better than Tom's Secret Santa.
Absolutely. I think we're probably at consensus on the Astros. Can we let them have a starting pitcher as well? I don't think so. I think they've got enough.
No. Unreasonable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wind your neck in, Astros fans UK. Texas Rangers fans UK, we would like an ace starting pitcher. Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all, Texas Rangers fans?
What?
Lance Lynn, Lance Lynn and Drew Smiley aren't that, and Mike Minor is likely to leave. Broad definition of an ace pitcher if you're including Mike Minor, mate.
Why do they need one? Like, why would you want one now? You're rubbish. Well, don't bother. It's a waste of a year.
Is that naughty list?
Yeah.
There you go. So to answer Texas Rangers Fans UK, a starting pitcher for the Texas Rangers. Really? Darius? No.
I think the Rangers have some great like prospects on the way. I think this year is unfortunately going to be pretty painful for the Major League team. So as much as it would relieve that pain to have a decent starting pitcher or two, I don't think it's going to help them catch the Astros or even the A's or the Angels. So I think maybe it would be better to not invest too heavily in any starting pitcher long term and instead wait for some of the guys. They've got some really good prospects. Cole Wynn is a guy who's going to be coming up in a couple of years. Joe Palumbo, probably up towards the end of the season, some guys to watch out for. But yeah, I think that they're probably not going to go and make a big commitment to any remotely ace-type starting pitcher, at least for this season.
Cole Wynn and Joe Palumbo are championship manager regens, and I won't have anyone say otherwise. Ben, Texas Rangers fans also asks, when will they likely to be contenders again? Never?
Yeah, never seems about right for the Rangers. A team that deals pretty well in mediocrity, traditionally. I don't know. Darius knows a lot more about the prospects than I do. I assumed he made those names up because we're not exactly going to call him out for it, are we?
No, I think he has made them up. Let's move on.
I can't believe it took you until episode 100 to figure it out.
Do you reckon BP say to him every week, right, you need to get these names in and just see if they call you out?
Yeah, they're getting more and more ridiculous. Joe Palumbo. They must be pissing themselves laughing watching this.
Joe Palumbo. Ben, let's move on.
Sorry,
open one of your Secret Santa gifts. Have you got scissors? I've got scissors.
I've got nothing because I don't need anything.
Tom, do some vamping.
Should I just do this while we're waiting? This is such good content.
Okay, Ben. It's high quality
production. Am I opening now? Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. It's exciting.
Have you only got one gift?
Just the one gift. Just the one. Well, more than Tom, but just the one gift. several layers to the wrapping here. Good job.
Oh, goodness.
Someone on eBay. Here we go.
Maybe it's another jumper, like the one you wore for Jackie Bradley.
Well, he's only got one of those.
That's true.
I think this might be packaging. Otherwise, I've received a Kit Kat box. But if it's Kit Kats, then I love it.
If that's £10 worth of Kit Kats, that's brilliant. Now I'm just waiting for the baseball link.
Okay, bear with
four
me.
Four balls.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, tweet us your tenuous Kit Kat baseball links.
All right, we've got something in here. Very small in packaging. This is stressful. Okay.
Is it stressful as having no presents?
It's amazing. All right. So, let me get up to the camera. It's a mini Colorado Rockies mug that is small enough to hold, not a lot, but that enough.
Incredibly tiny.
That's epic. Tiny,
but also extremely cool.
I'm well impressed with that. That's £10.
It came in massive packaging.
Maybe the packaging filled up the rest of the £10. next question. Royals fans UK, we would like the Royals to win 63 games next season, thus avoiding 100 losses. What do you think our most optimistic, it is Christmas, projection is for 2019? A lot fewer than 63, Royals fans UK. Sorry. Your best player is Billy Hamilton.
It was literally cut from the Reds, and they're quite rubbish as well.
Yeah, Reds are going for it, lads. Reds are going for it. Puig and Votto on the same team. It's the dream.
I think it was you said, John, that needs to be a reality show. You need to just be following those two around all the time.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Surely we're going to save our projections, aren't we?
We're going to save it, but let's just say you're going to win fewer than 63 Royals UK.
I'm going to say No, because that division's still bad.
Well, there you go then. Sorry, Royals fans UK, not an awful lot of Christmas cheer for you. Dodgers fans UK, now this is the first of a cluster of questions that have a similar theme. I want Bryce Harper too, but so does everyone else, and apparently, so I'm going to go for a World Series win. Will the Dodgers win the World Series next year? Again, that feels like a projection question, but surely they're going to be in the conversation, aren't they?
No.
No?
No, they definitely are, because I've got it on a reliable authority that Tom is not going to back the Dodgers for the World Series first time in years, so they definitely will win it.
But yeah, we're the first time in 3 years that I won't pick them, so that's it. I'm done. I'm out on them. I'm finished.
Book it now. Everybody place your bets quickly.
Yeah, do it.
Do we have any comments from the proletariat, Ben?
The proletariat?
Well, you know, the people, the unwashed masses.
Oh, sorry, I'm on YouTube. I thought you meant on the Dodgers. they're sort of having a little conversation amongst themselves. I think they got a bit bored with us.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
But they are also convinced. Brent says he's pretty sure the prospects Darius names are actually 1990s WWF wrestlers.
I like to mix it up. Every episode, it's a different theme.
Very
go back
good.
And listen. Every time I've mentioned a prospect, you know, you'll get them all. There's a link. Got to search for it.
Okay, so I think we should do more Secret Santa now. Given I've only got one and Tom's got none, Darius, maybe you should open another one.
I'm going again. Okay, well, I've got my scissors now, so maybe I can open one of these things that's impossible to open.
Oh, I'm on I'm the YouTube chat as well. Now, Joey's just pitched up, Baseball Brit.
Oh, hello, Joey.
Hey, hi, Joey from China. Are you allowed on YouTube in China? Should we be broadcasting that? I don't know.
You are if you're smart like Joey and you can find a way around it.
Oh, don't say find a way around. That's not going to go well for him.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh, what is it?
It's wrapped again, though.
Oh, you flipping people on eBay with your commerce.
The kit has to be tightly wrapped, yeah. I'm probably going to destroy this with the scissors now.
Oh, no. And to think someone spent 10 British pounds on that.
I'm going to get a drink for my new tiny mug.
I'm assuming somebody spent on average £3.33 on these gifts each. But yeah, this is quite challenging. I was like, I won't open them till the show. It'll be more spontaneous, which is just what
I'm sorry, we're just watching Ben drink.
Okay, well,
Ben,
you're
going to have to go back now, Ben.
Yeah, I'm quite thirsty actually.
This appears to be Mario of Super Mario frame, dressed up as a catcher sitting on a baseball. It's like a thing, I think. Can you see, everybody see that? Is that, it's too glary, isn't it? There we go.
That's amazing. That's terrible.
This is the great crossover of my interests.
Yeah, do you want to explain to the people who maybe are unaware of your other interest?
I'm a Mario Kart 64 enthusiast, for people who don't know. I believe this has come up on the pod before. But if you're new, yes, I do play Mario Kart 64 a bit more too enthusiastically, some people might say. Every year I go and play in Germany, actually, although this year we're in Croatia with a bunch of the best Mario Kart 64 players in the world, and also me.
So. Oh, it says there, Mr. Humblebrag. Yeah, so is Mario on the baseball gonna be making it onto the lapel of your coat tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I will wear this and have to suffer through an entire day at work of having to try and explain why I'm wearing this. It also says Dist 29 on his hat. I'm not quite sure what that represents. So,
if anyone in the comments knows what Dist 29 is, or wants,
I assume
to
District 29. I think it's something to do with California, but yeah, unclear.
There you go.
Further research is required.
So next question. Nationals UK, what do you want for Christmas? All the talk about Bryce to stop. But what if it stops by him signing for the Nationals, Tom?
That's probably not going to happen, is it? Let's be honest. He's definitely going to the Padres. We all know it. I'll tell you what, Padres Twitter has lit up recently because he's put about 4 or 5 Instagram posts up recently, and they're all from San Diego, with him and his wife just going around and celebrating their wedding anniversary. He's coming to San Diego, boys. Book it.
So you're saying that Neil Evans, Bryce to be a National, preferably for life, he can sod off. Is that what you're saying to Neil?
It's not happening, is it? Not a chance, Neil. Get on that naughty step and stay there.
This must be torture for Nationals fans. It's kind of like having your really, really hot girlfriend break up with you and then watching all your mates stand around and go, oh, I'd love a crack at her. Or she'll have to just stand there and take it.
You sound like you're speaking from a very personal place then.
Yeah. Like one of my friends, someone, I don't think you guys know him. Different story. Too long for this podcast.
29 other friends just staring at your ex-girlfriend. Well, no, because the Orioles won't be in, so forget them. 28 other friends staring at your girlfriend.
Yeah, we've all been there, have we not?
Yeah. The Orioles are pivoting to foreign talent. Moving swiftly on. UK Phillies, I want Bryce Harper all wrapped up in a sweet little bow on top. With sweet little bow on top under the tree with Kluber and Britton in my stocking. I mean, goodness me.
This is a family show, isn't it, John? Come on.
Yeah. I was going to say, I usually pay good money for this sort of stuff.
Oh.
Ooh, sex.
Welcome to Carry On Christmas.
I'm not even drinking.
We lost two viewers whilst that was going on. Good choice, people. So is Harper going to go to the Phillies, notwithstanding the fact he's going to go to the Padres? He is going to go to the Phillies, Ben, isn't he?
I imagine so, yeah. Doesn't sound like we've got anyone else who's particularly seriously in play. I did like the White Sox coming in as like the dark horse candidate for a little while, but I think that's quietened down a bit. The Phillies make a lot of sense for several reasons. But it'd be nice to see a proper bidding war ensue that's... Well, I say that, I kind of want it to be over with now because it's all been a bit like chatting with so-and-so. The drama's gone on long enough, I think, for him and Machado. But Phillies make a lot of sense, much as it pains me to say.
And obviously the thing that was related to Bryce Harper that we did get under a Christmas tree and weren't we all glad was Scott Boras. The highlight of the winter meetings, sadly didn't get Joey getting the big arm round selfie with Big Scott. That would have highlighted my personal year seeing that.
Guys, I've got breaking news on the Royals, which might change everything.
Whoa.
They've decided they're not going to steal enough bases, so they have re-signed Terrence Gore.
Oh! So they now have Terrence Gore, Alex Gordon, and Billy Hamilton all on the same team.
Amazing. Yeah, not to mention Whit Merrifield and Adalberto Mondesi. There's probably at least 150 stolen bases there.
They just need to get on base. That's the problem.
Do you think that the Royals are going to steal more bases than they hit home runs? That's an over under for you, isn't it?
I absolutely do, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Imagine how excited Ned Yost is to bunt next year.
Oh.
Oh, Royals baseball. Can't wait to watch
the Royals
JL Central. So excited.
53 games have revised.
Yeah, can I now go under? This is bad.
Paddy Johnston. Hello, Paddy. Regular contributor to our fair parish. You know what I want for the Jays? Big Sexy himself. But if he's not available, we'll accept other starting pitchers and contributions to an improved rotation. Well, their rotation's going to get worse. And one surefire way to do that would be to sign Bartolo Colon and have him replace Marcus Stroman, for example. Tom, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant, is it? I think that's going to be... Well, when's Vlad coming up? He's got to be coming up this year, hasn't he? So at least they get some excitement on the hitting side. But yeah, the rotation is pretty miserable.
I read that Steamer is projecting Vlad Guerrero Jr. to be a 4.7 WAR player next year, which given
he can't... Steamer is projecting Vlad Guerrero to hit for the highest batting average of anybody in the majors.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
No pressure.
Do you know what? That's not going to happen. That's a confident... I tell you what, I'll put £2.50 on that. I'll put £2.50 on that right now if anyone wants to get in that chat, Ben. £2.50, real money, it's available to you. Okay, right, I'm going to do mine. There you go. I'm sort of showing it there so you can't see my address. Don't send me hate mail.
Somebody else. Tom, where are those bells?
Oh, sorry. Shit.
Oh, thank God for that. I've actually managed to open mine relatively straightforwardly, you absolute plonkers. Oh, my Oh my god. This is awful.
What is it? Oh my word.
That is amazing.
Do you know what, John? We were talking about what sort of merch we're going to wear for the London series. That is it.
That's coming out.
You need to get that on right now.
That is, you can describe it for the listeners who aren't seeing this live.
Yeah, this is a subliminally printed Oryx Buffaloes. So Oryx Buffaloes, a NPB team. It's subliminally printed of planet Earth. I mean, goodness me, that is special.
It is truly hideous, isn't it?
I've got some really niche kit, and this is way below it.
Two things I'm struggling to believe. One, it was less than £10. Two, it was available in the UK. That's incredible.
I can't believe whoever found this, Darius, found it. There you go. That's my guess. We'll come on to your guesses in a moment. But we've got a couple more questions first. Yankees fans UK... Not sure if it's Santa or Father Christmas, but either way, he is a Yankee fan. No, he's fucking not. So I'm sure he will deliver me Manny or Bryce. That's all I want. Not asking for much, am I? Yeah, anyway, let's move on. You're on the naughty list, mate.
On what grounds is Santa a Yankee fan?
Pinstripes are slimming.
Shouldn't he be a Reds fan, really?
Well, exactly. He's a Reds fan.
You got facial hair as well. We'd never fly on the Yankees, would it?
Oh yeah.
Ben, you've nailed it.
Ben
absolutely nailed it.
Logic.
Baseball lawyer Ben Carter.
Just one more thing.
Russell has said in the chat that he wants to take you on your £2 bet, John.
What did I bet? I can't even remember.
Mike Guerrero Jr. would not have the best batting average in the majors.
All right, Russell. £2.50. You can find me at next year's MLB London Series. I'll be the man in the Oryx Buffaloes World shirt. There you go. Find me there.
By which point, Vlad will be hitting 450 and you'll concede early.
I absolutely won't be conceding. It takes a man of supreme arrogance to wear this shirt in public, and I am that man. Next question, LA Angels UK, a nice shiny new Mike Trout extension, please. Anyone got any thoughts on that, Tom? You're shaking your head.
I think until Pujols is gone, it's not happening.
No. He's going Philly, isn't he? Big reunion.
He does love his Eagles.
He does. And the weather.
Darius, I think it's time for you to unveil the final £3.33 that somebody spent on you.
Round three. I don't think I need scissors here, but just hold this away from the mic. I'm in. This is, oh my god, today's sports greats, Tim Lincecum. It appears to be a book possibly aimed at maybe the 11 or 12 year old about how great Tim Lincecum is.
I'm sure we can get someone to read it to you, Darius.
Yeah.
I'll give it to my kids.
His pitching style, his route up through the minors.
See, you can shove your analytics. That's what you need.
I've got all his statistics right here. I don't see why.
Has he got ERA minus in there?
Yeah, I don't see any ERA minus.
Oh, that is lovely stuff. Do you want to hazard a guess as to who your secret Santa is, Darius?
I believe my secret Santa is Tom. He said that his gifts were actually relatively nice, and also he said that there were multiple of them, which kind of gave the game away a bit, so I think it's Tom.
Secret Santa, do you want to reveal yourself?
Shall I do it like this? Tis I.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Ben, do you want to guess who your secret Santa was? Or can you do it by process of deduction?
I have a funny feeling that you might have been my secret Santa, unless I bought myself this mug, which it wouldn't be unlike me to do.
Yeah. Do you want to know something else, Ben?
Go on.
There's more coming.
Is there really?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just jump in there, Darius? There's more coming.
How have you got all of this? I'm surprised the postage didn't cost more than
£10. Well, to be fair, it went a little bit over £10, but not a lot. But the thing is, the fourth item I desperately wanted, and I'll admit I cheated a little bit, it's coming from America, but it's really important you have it.
Okay, well, I'm very excited. I will confirm that I was John's Secret Santa.
and
that both this jersey came from the UK and that it cost less than £10.
I can't believe that. That's amazing. How the hell did you find that?
Mad eBay skills.
I'm impressed. So, Ben, you've got more to come. And honestly, one of them is just the best thing. I cannot believe that you can get it in the UK. It's up there with the Oryx Buffaloes subliminal print Earth jersey. So be excited. And I think that because there's more to come for you two, I feel like we have to let Tom open his. But we've got to put this up on our Twitter channel before Christmas, if we all agree to that. Before we come to that, though, two more questions. First is from the aforementioned Big Russ, as Joey Baseball Brit likes to call him. Big Russ, Russell Eason. Hello again, Russell. What I would like for Christmas is an above-average outfielder for the Indians, please. May be able to afford Pollock now, but willing to trade Bauer or Kluber to get one. That's a big price to pay, Ben, isn't it, for an above-average outfielder?
Big price to pay, and a bit confusing because you'd assume an above-average outfielder would be a win-now move, whereas getting rid of Bauer or Kluber would presumably be the start of a bit of a teardown. So it'll be interesting to see what the Indians do. They shot both those guys pretty heavily, presumably with an eye on sort of budget constraints and trying to get younger. But I can't see either of them leaving, so maybe free agency is the way to go. Did you say AJ Pollock was the name mentioned? That'd be a great fit in Cleveland, I think. So could see that being a nice route for them to go down.
Anyone else think that Bauer or Kluber is on the block anymore after all of that salary dumping that the Indians did last week?
The rumours seem to have died down a little bit. The Kluber for Puig rumour seemed to be pretty strong before that deal they made last week. So I'm not sure that's entirely gone away. But it seems a little bit less likely now. And they do have a couple of guys in the minors that I kind of like. I think Oscar Mercado could be a pretty decent player. Figure out if he was a 90s wrestler or not. And if Bradley Zimmer ever gets back from his injury, then I think he could be pretty handy too.
Oscar Mercado is where you go to buy knockoff DVDs, isn't it? It's that market down in Tijuana where you get your knockoff DVDs with Spanish dubbing. There you go. That's a niche reference. Final question is from White Sox Fans UK. Everybody hates us. Nobody likes us. This has started well, mate, because it's all true so far. We don't care. Well, good for you. So we'd like Machado and Harper, please. That's all for now. Thanks in advance for your deal-making magic. Well, we can do absolutely nothing to help you. Are they going to sign either of them, though? I think this is quite interesting. Mystery team, a mystery no longer.
Machado's gone for a meeting with them, hasn't he? He had a scheduled meeting with them. The Phillies and the Yankees, didn't he? So they've got the budget space, haven't they? So it wouldn't surprise me if they went for it. And it kind of makes sense. I'd quite like to see him there, mainly because he's at the AL East.
There you go. That's it. It's sorted.
A deal for either of those players presumably would be 7 years plus. And I think that falls within the White Sox window of contention. I think we see them being quite good in a couple of years' time. So maybe it wouldn't be as bonkers as it seems to sign one of those guys and sort of see them as a tool to build around moving forward. And like you say, that'd be a really fascinating move from the view of, well, how good can they be next year and how good can they be the year after that, especially in a division that is as up for grabs as the AL Central potentially will be in the next couple of seasons. So I actually think that'd be a really, really fun move from a neutral perspective, see the White Sox go out and get them.
Yeah, fully agree. And it certainly give us something to watch in the AL Central, the worst division in the history of professional sports. At least be something exciting. Sorry, Russell. Listening.
I've just checked, he's unfollowed us. That's it, he's gone.
Oh, well, sod you. just making £2.50 bets and then running away when I show you my shirt. I see you. Right. That's all our questions, and it's all we've got time for, I think, guys.
We do have some hashtag questions as well that have popped up.
We do. Goodness. Well, we better address them. Darius, do you want to take the reins?
I will. So Pittsburgh Pirates UK asks, where do the Rays relocate to? Montreal, please, is their suggestion. Any thoughts on the Rays relocation plans?
Portland. Portland have got a big stadium coming, haven't they?
I think it's going to be Portland or Nashville.
Yeah, I think momentum is building towards Vegas getting another pro sports team myself.
Wow. There you go. Cool. May as well put it in Mexico City, mate. You know, Pitchers Park? Nope. May as well put a professional sports franchise in bloody Denver. Ben, any thoughts?
that's way too far-fetched. Let's not do something silly like that.
Nah, I tell you what, I have lost all respect for the Rockies since, I don't know if you and Tom saw this, John, when I found out that the Rockies were thinking about calling Coors Field Jurassic Park when they found the dinosaur remains during construction. And that's why the dinger is the mascot, but they decided against calling it Jurassic Park.
No way, I did not know that.
So I already thought the front office was dubious, but now I just can't take anything they do seriously.
In any way, was John Elway involved in that? Because if he was, that'll explain it.
John Elway's involved in everything to do with Denver, from what I can tell. So almost certainly.
Well, exactly. And he is bad. next hashtag question, Darius.
Well, this isn't really a question, actually. This is another White Sox-related one, but it's from Mufti Myers, at Mufti Myers. And they've just said the White Sox getting above 500 for a change would be lovely.
I think
Tom's already given them that.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
You know, in 3 years. I think they could be. I think they'll be like a popular sleeper-ish pick with that division being limited and having Eloy Jimenez. And
why can't you say rubbish? Come on, Darius. Get off the fence. Don't say limited. Say it's rubbish.
With the worst division in baseball history.
Yay!
And finally, we've got another follow-up from Astros Fans UK now about Brantley.
Oh, no. No! It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. We'll answer this as well. Like, basically, George wants to know how you view his boys as a threat to the Red Sox in 2019. Still wants a starting pitcher and a catcher now. He does say Merry Christmas, though.
Oh, well, thanks for that, George. Merry Christmas. We're coming to get you. World Series hangover and all that. Got no bullpen. Matt Barnes in the closer position. Forgive me whilst I have a heart attack.
I thought you were getting Koji.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the best case scenario. But, you know, I believe that Yomiuri will have to post him. And I've got a feeling that they maybe won't. By the way, and anyway, I mean, I'm biased now. We just need him out of Japan because I've now got a team.
Yay!
on the Buffaloes. Was this a comment on my stature?
It was not. No, it was just, you know, I, basically once I saw it, I couldn't not buy it. But there was no veiled comment beyond that. Just made it was so hideous, I had to purchase it.
What do you guys think about the Astros next year? They're going to be there or thereabouts again, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they'll be better than the way last
year. I fully expect them to be back in the ALCS at the very least again, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of fatigue and hangover from the year before, and Correa having some time on the DL and Altuve not really hitting like he could have done. I think they'll come back a lot stronger next year.
There you go. A positive note to end on for you, Astros Fans UK, aka George. Right, guys, that's all we have got time for. I believe that's all the questions. Thanks very much to those of you who joined us, even those of you who put weird squirty cream on your mince pies. We'll leave you all with a bit of Christmas cheer. Mr. Austin, are you going to give anyone any Christmas cheer, Darius? Or do you want to name some
just dispensing random Christmas cheer?
Yeah.
Just say Merry Christmas from... I'm trying to think of a Brent Honeywell. I don't know.
I'm pretending to be Brent Honeywell.
Yeah, that'll do.
It's not really well thought out, this, is it, John?
I wish the Rays all the best, and that Brent Honeywell's arm stays attached, and that they beat the Red Sox and the Yankees to the division. How about that?
Excellent, love it. And Mr. Pringle, give us a Christmassy send off.
I'd like to wish all Padres fans a winter of frustration, where we just stare at trade rumours and believe that the Padres are going to do something but do absolutely nothing, because just wait for 2020, boys and girls. It's going to be so good.
And what we have discerned there is that Tom does not have the mental faculty to both shake a bell and speak at the same time. And on that note, a Merry Christmas from me. And playing us out, it's Mr. Ben Carter with a Merry Christmas message and the Batflips and Nerds theme tune.
Merry Christmas, everyone!